It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, Paul Ramo here in the studio. I was
trying to imitate Tiny Tim there in that opening, and Dwayne was laughing at me.
Well, Maynard's got that down. He's pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, he can reach that high note. I can't. I sound like something was dying.
That's okay.
Well, welcome to the garden show on this Thursday morning. Beautiful morning, Dwayne.
It's perfect out there, except it could use a little rain, and there's rain in the forecast, so hopefully we'll be getting that.
Yeah, we need a lot of rain, actually, don't we?
Yeah, we'll take it. It'll come.
Yep. The lawns in town here are pretty dry, and of course the crops need them.
Exactly, and the gardens can use them too.
Yep. Well, how's things going over there at Heather during Riverfest in Dawson?
We have Riverfest days. You know, it's starting, actually started yesterday, going through the weekend. And the way Heather greenhouses are promoting that is we have Riverfest specials, which mean all our annual plants, our annual flowers and vegetables and herbs are all half price now through Sunday.
It's
a good deal. So if you have some holes in your garden or need to replace a few things or haven't got your garden done yet, half price on the vegetables, flowers, and herbs.
All right. Riverfest special.
Yeah, so I think we've had a few people take advantage of that already yesterday and this morning, and it's honored in Dawson here, in Madison, and Montevideo.
I'm sure glad the community events are back on. Of course, we missed all that last year. Last week, we had Canby Hat Days, Montevideo had Fiesta Days, and we're celebrating Riverfest in Dawson this week.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it sure is fun to have people back around and doing things, and the ball games out at the ball field, people are just, it's just packed.
Yep. Yeah, I was at Nelson Field last night. The Drakes hosting the Hancock Orphans, and it was a great baseball game. And Merchants Night down there. I just want to give a shout-out to all the Dawson businesses that donated so many prizes. There were so many winners last night, including me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, we want to open up our phone lines once again for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week this week?
Plant of the week is a blooming plant right now. It's a shrub. It's called the Red Prince Wigalia. Long, tubular, reddy pink flowers. There are other colored ones, but we did the red one, Red Prince Wigalia. It's blooming right now. It's gorgeous. And it has tubular flowers, so hummingbirds and insects like that and get a lot of nectar out of that one. It's a medium-sized shrub, 3 to 4 feet tall, and thousands of red tubular flowers on it. It's very pretty. Does well mainly in the sun.
Okay. Is it a big shrub?
It gets to 3 to 4 feet tall and 3 to 4 feet wide.
Wow, okay.
You prune it. Shape it, you know, round it off. It's a nice addition, and there's other types of wigalias. This is a red prince. There's a variegated wigalia. There's a white wigalia. there's a pink wigalia. There's one called Kaboom. That's kind of a new one out there. It's a proven winter one. So if you want to add something a little different to your garden, add a wigalia.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty plant. We posted it up on our KLQP Facebook page for you to look at. Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
Well, cottonwood trees, they produce lots and lots of seeds that have those little fuzzy ends on it, so they go floating for miles and miles. And we have a big cottonwood tree across the street here, and you got to watch out because it clogs up your air conditioning or your coolers and that type of stuff. So my concern is there, if you have things that you got to watch out from plugging up from seeds, it's a time right now because cottonwoods are producing seeds. and cottonwoods and other trees from their seeds come up all over. So if it's not a wanted plant, it's a weed. So there's a lot of cottonwoods as weeds.
Right. Yeah, that, what do you call them, helicopter? What did you call them?
Yeah, helicopters, yep. Which are seeds from a lot of the maple trees, especially the Norway maples. And they're outlawing, the state of Minnesota outlawed the Norway maple because of those helicopters.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So next year, if you sell a Norway maple, you have to have a special tag on it saying that it produces all those seeds.
Okay. All right. Once again, our phone lines are open, 320-598-7301 for a question for Dwayne. And the gardens need some water, need some rain, Dwayne. So how's your garden looking?
My garden looks really good, I think. Did a lot of work on it last week and got a lot of the weeds out of there. It was getting bad. But took Terry Overlander's tiller through it a couple times. Did some hoeing and did some watering. Betty and I are getting tomatoes on our tomatoes already. Our early year old tomatoes have tomatoes on there, and the sun sugar tomatoes. Our beans are getting, beans on our green beans, especially the called the Jade 2 beans, which is good. And I planted the garden, most of it, on May 23rd, so it's time to start harvesting some of it.
Okay. All right, let's start with our questions on the garden show here. This is a question that came in last week. We didn't get time to ask it, and I thought this is an interesting question. I've never heard of this before, Dwayne. Is it good to place crushed eggshells around the bottom of your tomato plants?
Yes and no. The yes part of it is that the eggshell has a lot of calcium in it, okay? So that's a micronutrient that your plants need. The plants use the calcium as the cell walls on the plants. That's what builds the cell walls. You can also grind it up, and if you have a half eggshell and you grind it up, that's enough calcium for a person for a day.
Oh.
So you can also do it that way. But if you put calcium around your tomatoes or in your garden, just sprinkling them on there now, it takes about 2 months for them to break down, so that the calcium in those eggshells isn't available really quick. And so part of the reason you put eggshells around your tomatoes, calcium will help prevent blossom end rot on your tomatoes. That's where you get a brown end on your tomatoes and they rot.
Right.
That's the cell walls aren't being developed. So it's very important to fertilize your tomatoes right now. Eggshells is probably a little bit too late to prevent that. But if you use Earth Elements fertilizer, that has available calcium right away, and you won't get that blossom end rot. So this is a good time when your plants are blooming or starting to fruit or produce fruit. That's when you should fertilize it, because that's when the fertilizer, those micronutrients or minerals, are going to go into your tomatoes. And when you eat those tomatoes, you're going to get a lot. They're going to be a lot healthier for you.
Okay, eggshells. You just crush up the eggshells on and just
crush them up. The best time to use your eggshells is to put them in your compost pile, or put them in when you're planting, or put them in the fall so they actually rot and get available for your plants for the next year.
Okay.
Also repels deer. Deer don't like the smell of eggs, but it attracts rodents. That's the bad part.
Okay. All right, the questions are rolling in. Dwayne, are you ready?
I'm ready to roll.
You know, I don't think we've ever stumped Dwayne with a garden or lawn question on the garden show.
Hey, Paul, I've been doing this for 47 years, but there are questions. I get questions all day long, and sometimes I got to look them up.
Yeah, I'm sure you get that a lot. Even when you're out and about with your family or something, somebody will see you, and you'll be like a doctor or something. Hey, I got a question for you, huh?
Our radio announcer.
Yeah. All right. Broccoli. Not even 6 inches tall, but has a head on it. Should I eat it or what? Will it produce more?
Yeah, you can cut your broccoli off. It'll come back. Cut it off and enjoy it.
Okay.
Fertilize it so it gets bigger. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of rain. You got to if you're going to get a lot of veggies out in your garden, I think you're going to have to water it more than once.
All right. Broccoli. You like broccoli?
Yep. Broccoli is very good for you, Paul. Broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, spinach are on top of the, and kale are the top five for nutritional vegetables.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Eat your kale.
I'll pass on the kale.
I do too. I don't. Spinach is good for you.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of spinach actually. I mix my spinach in with my lettuce salad.
Yep, that's actually good. Put some dandelions in there. They're good for you too.
Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Next question. What's wrong with the hostas? They look like sunscald.
Well, they hit it right there. You know, there's two things. Most of your hostas should be in the shade because they don't like a lot of the sun, and they'd rather be wet than dry. Okay, there's two things going on there. The sun, and it's too hot, so you get heat stress, okay? And you also get, you need to have the moisture. You got to keep your hostas moist, okay? And when you do that, you get slugs. Okay, slugs will eat the leaves. So put some of those eggshells under your hostas. That'll help prevent the slugs from being there. Or get a product called Sluggo, and that'll help keep the the slugs out of there. Or you put a little tray of beer under there, Paul, and they like beer, and they'll drown in their beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to keep your hostas moist.
Yeah, you water them often then, huh?
Or put a lot of beer on them.
Okay. Yeah, they don't like the heat then?
Absolutely don't like heat.
Okay.
A lot of shade plants, is the reason that they're shade plants, first of all, they don't like the bright sun, and they like to be moist. And when they're out in the heat, it dries out too fast. So a lot of shade plants are moisture-loving plants, so put hostas in the shade.
Okay.
There's some hostas that will tolerate sun.
Okay.
But you still got to keep them wet.
All right. I know that some cities have water limitations for watering your lawns. And boy, my lawn is really dry, Dwayne. When do you suggest putting some water on my lawn early in the morning?
You should do your watering in the morning, or at least that your vegetables, your lawn, or your plants dry off before the evening. I would do water your lawn early in the morning because you're going to get more benefit out of it. It isn't going to evaporate so fast. And you'd rather water it so the water gets down and watered a lot and not so often. You don't need to water your lawn every day. If you did it once or twice a week and put a can out there, you're supposed to get an inch of rain on your lawn or inch of water on your lawn a week.
Hmm.
If your lawn goes brown, and it lasts more than 8 weeks being brown. I mean, it goes dormant. When it turns brown, it goes dormant. It's not very active. If it goes brown for over 8 weeks, your crown of your plant's going to start dying, and then you're going to start having to redo your lawn.
Okay. All right, good advice on the Garden Show this morning, Dwayne. You've got 1 minute left here. Tell us once again your Riverfest specials over there in Dawson.
We got some great Riverfest specials. We got half price on our annuals, which means our vegetables, our herbs, our flowers. So if you had a four-pack with $1.99, right now it's half price, so it's $1. That's four plants for $1. That's a pretty good deal. And you also told me to mention our hardworking women, ladies over here that are working for Riverfest. We got Betty Hastid's working, Gloria Castle, Denise Schilling are there ladies in Dawson that are working hard for Riverfest.
Yeah, I've been in your back room there. They do work hard.
Yep. I don't think we have a back door anymore. Everybody comes in every door here. So you're always welcome at Heather Nursery and Floral and Greenhouses. We appreciate everybody supporting us. And come over and enjoy Riverfest in Dawson.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Good garden show this morning, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. You have a great day, everybody.
Dwayne Hastid from Heather Floral and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show.